Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hello, comrades. Greetings. Welcome. Salutations. End of the work week. Alohas to you. Here we go. Getting underway with the Friday free-for-all. Yes, indeed. It is the all skate. This is the one day of the week where if there's something that has been a issue that has been of prime import to you, but for whatever reason we have yet to discuss, well, today is your opportunity to bring it up. And it's easy to do. All you need to do is grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. My email address remains, as always, bob@1063.com. Much to say about the events that have transpired in the last 48 hours in Minneapolis. One thing that I know that experience has taught us, when you encourage bad behavior by failing to resist it, you are going to get more of it. How many of us thought we would ever see a headline that said, rioters chase police out of their neighborhood and burn down the police station? Rather than police put down rioters and incarcerate them. You know, once again, you know, everything is turned upside down. Truly incredible. Where I want to begin, though, is where the President of the United States just moments ago concluded an address in the Rose Garden. The media thought it was going to be apparently a news conference, and President Trump came out, made a very forthright statement on what's transpiring in our relationship with China, turned on his heel and walked out. So you reporters who had all your gotcha questions ready to go, have a seat, cool your heels, see ya. The president not going quite as far today as he might have in slapping down the Chi-Coms, but he certainly sent them an undisguised message about what direction the American foreign policy towards the People's Republic of China will be going forward. The president began, as he rightly should have, by blaming China for the worldwide pandemic, the Wuhan flu. He has again called for transparency on the part of the Chinese government so we can figure out where this came from. And we know it wasn't a diseased bat in a wet market in Wuhan, not within a couple of clicks away. You've got their big lab cranking out all kinds of coronavirus stuff. The president essentially saying, you know, they're not going to be allowed to continue to cover this up. Among the other announcements the president made, that $450 million a year that we have been sending to the World Health Organization, that's over. The president announced we are ending our funding of the WHO, and those monies will be directed to other organizations that are not run by the Chi-Coms. This guy who is the head of the World Health Organization, who is not even a physician, by the way, is the hand-selected candidate of the PRC, of the People's Republic of China. It was their money and their influence that allowed him to win the election over a very qualified and very capable candidate from the UK. But instead, this guy, what do you know, not even a doctor, gets installed as the head of the WHO after having worked hand in glove in Africa with the CHICOMs. So he's nothing but a tool of the PRC. Then the president turned to Hong Kong, which has been overridden in the headlines recently by the pandemic and in the last few days by the tragic events that transpired in the Twin Cities in Minneapolis and then spread to St. Paul as well. The president announcing he is having his group that studies these things end the special trade relationship with Hong Kong after the PRC clamped down on HK because of the ongoing demonstrations for democracy there. The president, again, correctly pointing out the CHICOMs have violated the treaty agreements established when the United Kingdom returned HK to China. That agreement, that treaty that they signed, still has nearly 30 years to run, where Hong Kong was to exist as it had previous to Beijing taking over. And they had been to this point. But there had been creeping moves by Beijing to be more heavy-handed in their control of Hong Kong. That prompted demonstrations in favor of democracy there. And then the CHICOMs responded by bringing in MSS, the Ministry for State Security, and some of their troops and really cracking down. And so the president said the special trade relationship we have with Hong Kong, that's going to be reviewed as well. So these are direct signals to Xi and the equivalent of the Politburo in Communist China that we're not going to take it. And it's interesting because, you know, in terms of domestically, what's going on here? We keep hearing that the November election is going to be Biden versus Trump or Trump versus the Democrats. Nope. It is not anything of the sort. This election, and make no mistake about it, will be Trump versus China. Or as the president himself might say, China. They have already laid the groundwork with their previous ownership of Democrat politicians like Bill and Hillary, the leading examples. They already own Biden as well. They bought him off when Creepy Joe the hair sniffer took his ne'er-do-well son Hunter with him to Beijing on Air Force Two. And the Bidens came back with a $1.5 billion from the Chinese government for Hunter to invest for them, based, no doubt, on his brilliant market acumen. I don't know if it's possible to spend $1.5 billion on cocaine and hookers, but I'm certain that Hunter has been applying himself here. Social media giants. Interesting. They're all supporting Biden, right? What's that, because they're philosophically in tune with him? No wonder they're supporting Biden. China owns them as well. Apple only became Apple when they started getting permission from China to use their 10-year-old kids working 14-hour days in factories to build their phones, making them billions of dollars in the process. But here's the rub. China's population, like Russia before it, is getting older. They can't afford to sit around and wait much longer to make their move for their desired goal, world domination. And so what's transpiring right now looks like it. So make no mistake, it's not Biden versus Trump. It's not Biden. If it's not Biden, it's not Trump versus the Democrats. This election will be Trump versus China. 3:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here. The Friday free-for-all is underway here on WORD.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. 3:21 here. The Friday free-for-all is underway on the Bobby Mack Show. So what is the mayor doing in Minneapolis? This is the same guy that not that long ago was warning about allowing, get this, church services. Yeah. Said moving up to 25% capacity and up to 250 people in places of worship is a recipe in Minneapolis for a public health disaster. Okay? So how quickly things change. I mean, now, instead of worrying about keeping worshipers out of their churches or synagogues or mosques or what have you, Minneapolis has been unable to keep looters not only out of stores or buildings from being burned, but also from out of their own police station. Truly incredible. What's he doing now? He is giving out masks to the crowds of rioters. You can't make this stuff up. You know, this is like something from the Babylon Bee or one of the satirical websites. You know, what's the mayor doing? He's out there telling them, hey, you know, be sure you wear a mask if you're going to be rioting and looting. Got an email from Alan over in Spartanburg. Bobby Mack, that Minneapolis police chief has totally abandoned the concept of policing. The 100% safety of his officers is not his primary concern. That's why citizens pay taxes and laws authorize a police force to protect life and property, to protect the public, and stand between the people and lawlessness. When the police self-quarantine in the face of the ugliest, most deadly virus ever seen, wanton, celebratory violence and destruction, civil society is over. And he agrees with me. Shouldn't the story be police chase rioters out of area of looting and burning instead of rioters chase police out of area of looting and burning? Looks more like Somalia than Africa, from Alan R. in Spartanburg. Texter says, Bobby Mack, Minneapolis mayor says they're giving masks to protesters to protect against the Wuhan flu. Be sure and ask them to social distance and be safe. One person commented on Breitbart, hey, if it's safe to riot in person, then it's safe to vote in person. What's been going on there is truly incredible. And the media reaction is predictable from the Daily Caller. Get this.
NBC News,
as Andrea Mitchell used to whine,
NBC News.
NBC is prohibiting reporters from using the word riot in its coverage of the violent outbursts in Minnesota that have occurred in response to the killing of George Floyd. Quote, while the situation on the ground in Minneapolis is fluid and there's been violence, it is most accurate at this time to describe what is happening there as protests, not riots, said NBC host Craig Melvin on Twitter. Quote, this will guide our reporting in Minnesota. We're describing what's happening there as protests, not riots. How about, since we're engaging in George Orwellian 1984 newspeak, all of these underprivileged individuals in Minneapolis, they certainly, they were not engaging in rioting. No, no. They were merely overly enthusiastic demonstrators. I guess not describing what's going on as rioting. This is the point we've reached. Big Brother has spoken. We will use Newspeak. To the phones we go. The lovely and talented Rose in Boiling Springs joins me here on the Friday Free for All. Hello, Miss Rose, and how are you today?
Just fine. How are
you? So far, well, so good.
Do you have a smart meter on your house?
I may have. I'm not sure. I don't think so, but I'm not positive.
Go outside and look. You got two little things. A little round thing looks like a nickel on the bottom of on the left, right hand side, and it's got two little holes in it. Now let me tell you, I got a thing from Duke Energy.
Yeah.
It says. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
It says your next meter reading will be from 19 to June the 19th to June the 24th. Be sure we can safely access your meter. Don't worry if the digital meter flashes eights from time to time. That's a normal part of the energy measuring process.
Uh-huh.
So, this thing about this smart meter, I know people's not going to believe me, but I read where it can pick up when you go to bed, when you get up, when you go on a vacation or something.
Mm-hmm.
And that meter, and it puts up a lot of radiation. I know people's not going to believe me.
When you think about it, Rose, that makes perfect sense that they'd be able to figure out when you go to bed and when you get up, because a lot of people turn the thermostat down before they go to bed at night and then turn it back up again in the morning. And, of course, if you're going on vacation, a lot of people will turn it down low while they're gone so that they don't, jack up their power bill while they're not there. So, it makes perfect sense.
That's not a power bill. It's not the power bill, Bob. They tap into stuff, and that's really not the power bill. Now, I got a power bill. It was astronomical this time.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a full, nearly a 5,000 square foot house.
Wow.
I can barely keep it up.
I bet.
I don't let anybody in that room down there across from my bathroom.
Yeah.
They let off so much radiation, I do not let anybody in that bedroom, but I've got three other bedrooms. I got too many. I got my nephew here staying with me since my husband passed away, and I got my nephew here with me, my oldest one, and he stays here with me, and it gives me a little bit of comfort.
Well, Rose, they may have jumped the gun, with these smart meters to get information, because we're getting to the point now. They could just have, these contact tracers they're talking about having, just when the contact tracer comes to your door, they can just check all that information as well, and kill two birds with one stone. There you go.
Exactly.
I'm telling you. Yeah, the surveillance state is a real thing. Thank you, Ms. Rose. You have a great weekend, hon, okay? Good to hear from you. 3:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. We have a quarantine back today to share with you to end up the work week. That'll be coming along in a bit. And, of course, today's edition of Amazing True Facts. I'm joined by the Bobettes. All that and more still ahead. Friday Free for All here on WORD and the Bobby Mac Show. Where disco lives. No, sorry. It's not even on life support. Although, I must tell you, Miss Moneypenny and Little Annie, the way my hair is starting to look, I am bringing back the 70s all by myself. I was in a parking lot today getting ready to go visit a store, and a fellow was coming out, and he opened the back of his SUV. And he was putting a case of beer into the back. And I noticed he had his golf clubs right there. And so I said to him, I said, hey, looks like you're all set. And he looked at me, and then he kind of did a double take. And he said, oh, I didn't recognize you with the long hair. So, yeah, there's a lot of that going around. 23 before 4, I saw something last night and today I really didn't ever think I would live to see. Police abandoning a police station under attack by protesters. Can't call them rioters. Right? They're protesters. They're overly enthusiastic demonstrators. And here are the guys in the cop shop in this third district station, whatever. And they're in their cars burning rubber, getting out of there. Some of them, some of the officers were given to understand were evacuated by helicopter. What is this, the embassy in Saigon? A police spokesman confirmed late last night that staff, that is the police officers, had evacuated the station for the safety of our personnel. What about the safety and the property of the individuals in those neighborhoods that was being ransacked and burned? I saw a video. It's short, maybe 30 seconds. A black man in that neighborhood. He had invested his life savings in a sports bar in the neighborhood. It's gone. Trashed. Looted. Burned. And the poor guy is standing there, and he's got tears streaming down his face. And he's saying, you know, this is my whole life. You know, all the sacrifices I made to be able to open this place, and now it's gone. Protesters could be seen setting fire to a Minneapolis Police Department jacket and cheering. And of course, they spray painted all kinds of very complimentary slogans inside the police station, you know, F the police and all that stuff. By the way, the idiots were lucky because they also, when they set fires in this building, they also set on fire the ammunition locker. And in one of the videos, you can hear the rounds cooking off. They're lucky they weren't shot by cops who are no longer there. But you know why the mayor and the chief of police did this? They don't want any more minority deaths. And apparently, you know, that might be one of the costs of actually enforcing the laws, which I thought was kind of what they were paid to do. You know, if you had a business in that area and you've been paying taxes and a significant portion of the taxes that you're paying go to the police department to protect your business from this kind of activity, wouldn't you feel like essentially you'd been robbed on top of everything else? Bobby, tell Rose I give the smart meter a fit. No central HVAC, no fridge. The 9-watt LED in the bedroom stays on until after sunrise. There you go, guys. Enjoy. Bobby, why isn't anyone challenging McMaster on these continuing emergency orders? Thanks, your Buckeyes fan. Because it would be too risky, you know, for our duly elected representatives. They could be placing their lives in jeopardy to go back and go into legislative session and tell the governor, hey, Governor Henry McTaxter, how about following the state constitution? How about checking with us before you issue half a dozen of these continuing emergency orders, every one of which after the first one is unconstitutional? Texter says, hey, Bobby, all you need is a leisure suit and white platform shoes to go with the hair. LOL. Yeah, the ones that had the glass heels, you know, that have a goldfish in them. Remember those from the 70s? Who was it? Frenchie Fuqua played for the Pittsburgh Steelers, had some of those. Styling. He was styling. Hey, Bob, my smart meter keeps telling Duke Energy that I'm the worst neighbor when it comes to energy use. I get a letter, there's a waste of paper, comparing me to my neighbors. Now my neighbors do not have a family of five. Meter is not smart enough to know that. But hey, not to worry. Big Brother is watching. That's right. It's all about the collective. Resistance is futile. Ms. Rose is right. I get letters from the power company all the time that show what level of power I use the most. There's a graph that has different categories, kitchen appliances, heating and cooling, and so on. They know when and what you're doing. Bobby, John Wilkes Booth was not an assassin. He was a late-term abortionist who wanted to ensure his vote counted. Bobby, it sounded like Miss Rose was calling from a phone that she got in a box of Cracker Jacks. Well, we don't all, you know, have all those fancy phones from Apple made by 10-year-olds working in a factory for 14 hours a day for pennies. What'd you say, Money Penny? Oh, it's a landline? Huh, wow. Bobby, I'm feeling like hope is lost. 100 job applications, 10th interview. This political season shaken by crazy ideas, just trying to navigate through this crazy time. I hear you. Hang tough. Tough times don't last, tough people do. Bobby, how about a little backstory on Minneapolis? Very large Islamic population. Well, Somali, yeah, because of all the war-torn strife in Somalia. State Department said, if you're a Somali, hey, come on in. No vetting. You can look it up. You're a Somali, you're escaping all the violence and strife in your native country, come on over to America. Yeah. 3:45, quarter before 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. When we come back, the ongoing Twitter feud between President Trump and the progressives in Silicon Valley. Be right back. You know, I could have sworn that as I gazed out the window here at Stately McLean Manor, I saw a brief glimpse of that big yellow thing in the sky, that huge nuclear reactor out there in space. What do they call that thing? The sun. That's it, the sun. been so long since we've seen it, hardly recognizable. In my email this afternoon from my buddy Fox Mulder, Bobby, the boys at Fort Meade are laughing. They said you've had one of those smart meters installed for years. And they added, P.S., please stop holding the fridge open for so long. Well, I keep trying to find the dill pickles, and they're always in the back. And sorry, it just takes a while.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Exactly right. Moneypenny passes along to me the story from our friends at the Anderson Independent Mail. Upstate barber sues Governor McMaster over COVID-19 shutdown. An Anderson barber has sued the gov, claiming executive orders that extended South Carolina's state of emergency and called for temporary closures of non-essential businesses in response to the coronavirus is illegal. On a rainy Wednesday morning, Robert Tony McCurry was busy cleaning his barbershop on Whitehall Road in Anderson, getting ready for another wave of customers this week, eager for fresh haircuts. McCurry's barbershop, which his dad opened in 1957, shut down April 1st following the executive order from the governor. What McCurry thought would be a 15-day shutdown was extended to nearly 50 days. McCurry has now filed a lawsuit in Anderson County Circuit Court seeking a permanent injunction and a court order saying the executive orders are invalid and unconstitutional. The lawsuit alleges the governor circumvented state law, violated the state constitution by extending South Carolina's state of emergency in 15-day increments without the approval of the General Assembly. I am not a member of the bar, but I play an attorney on the radio, and it seems to me like he's got a case. And anybody who can read the state constitution, I would think, would reach the same conclusion. To the phones we go here at 7 before 4. Wes is along. He is in Greer. Hi, Wes, and welcome to the Friday free-for-all.
Hey, Bobby, it's all a conspiracy that your refrigerator light never goes off when you shut the door.
Yeah. You know, I've been wondering. Oh. I've been thinking about running a little tube in there, you know, to see, is that light really going off or not?
It doesn't. That's how Duke Power rakes it in, man. That's how they get us off.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, they got to get back that $10 million that they gave to the Democrats for their convention in Charlotte a while back. So, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Those poor guys. But, you know, real quick on Duke Power and the meters. I was a package designer in the late 90s, and I did a lot of package design for BMW. You know, that's the return bulk packaging goes back and forth. So, you know, they always would come put the parts in our hands, and the thing they want to know is, how many can they fit in the box and how many go in the 18-wheeler truck? Okay?
Right, sure.
They put that power meter thing, it's the component of it, which was basically only probably, you know, a small round circuit board that had an antenna on it, but really small. But this was 2002. So it's amazing how long, you know, it kind of took them to get it and phase it in. But real quick on Duke Power, I fed up with them. They send you the thing in the mail, and they act like, oh, we really want to help you save your, you know, cut down on your energy bill. We'll send you all these LED bulbs. We just want to help you. And then, like most people, I'm sure you, me, everyone, I'm walking around with wool pajama pants in the winter time.
Right.
I've got the heat set at, you know, 68.
Right.
My bill is still sky high. And Duke Power shows up, and what do they tell the state regulators? Oh, people aren't buying as much electricity. We have to have a price increase. So, I mean, they're killing you either way. I mean, they try to talk us off into conserving, and when we do that, they go straight to the regulators and complain that our bills are not as high, so they get us either way. But the riding.
Yes.
A friend of mine showed me. He has a friend that's up there in Minneapolis, okay?
Right.
Have you heard on any show, there was a tobacco store, I believe is what he told me. But this friend of his went up there and was live streaming from Facebook showing these idiots, and they all congregated around that burning car because Fox News and the rest of these idiots just kept putting them on television, okay?
Yep.
But he says, guess what happened at the tobacco store that they had black and white owners and employees? They had AR-15s, Bobby, and,
yes.
and you ought to see this. When that crowd came down that road and thought they were going to head on up in the tobacco store and got met with about four guys
mm-hmm.
with the black rifles, they all decided they'd just go someplace else. And I thought
yep.
that was mighty interesting how none of the media, nobody wanted to get even – I mean, I would have thought the liberals would have gone around there and just tried to be like, ooh, they've got guns.
Well, you know like, what? Yeah, there was one story that I saw today that was on a famously – liberal website, and I won't even bother to mention their name, but the headline on their story was "Rednecks with Guns Attack Protesters."
Yeah.
So you know, I mean, it's like the old saying, Wes. You know, one man's freedom fighter is another man's terrorist.
Yeah, but, you know, God help us. By all those idiots wanted were cell phones, tobacco, and flat-screen TVs.
I did see one woman escaping from Target with a box of Legos under her arm. So I hope she enjoyed. Thank you, Wes. I got to run for the news here at the top of the hour. See you back because hour number two of the Friday Free-for-All is on the way almost before you know it. You're on WORD.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.